U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Tuesday, just before Blinken headed to Ukraine for talks with the country's president amid continued fears Russia is planning to invade its neighboring country. In a statement about the conversation, the State Department said Blinken stressed the importance of continuing a diplomatic path to de-escalate tensions surrounding the deeply troubling Russian military buildup in and near Ukraine. The statement said the secretary reiterated the unshakable U.S. commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, underscored that any discussion of European security must include NATO allies and European partners, including Ukraine. In an earlier statement, the State Department outlined Blinken's quickly arranged trip, saying he's scheduled to meet Wednesday in Kyiv with President Vladimir Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. The State Department said Blinken will then travel to Berlin to meet with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock to discuss recent diplomatic engagements with Russia and joint efforts to deter further Russian aggression against Ukraine. Baerbock was in Moscow Tuesday, where she had her own meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. The World Health Organization's Emergencies Director, Mike Ryan, said Tuesday only 7% of the African population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19, while more than half the world's total population has already been double vaccinated. Speaking during a virtual panel on vaccine equity at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Ryan said the world's wealthiest nations are leaving huge swaths of the rest of the world behind. On the same panel, African Centers for Disease Control Director John Negesong was more blunt than Ryan, saying what we've seen over the last 2 years is really a total collapse of global cooperation and solidarity. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say the outlawed Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility Tuesday for a rare overnight attack